Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 322, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan. So if you haven't been here before, each week I share the meal plan that I have, that I will be making for my family for the upcoming week. There's also a blog post on my website at lolasfrugallife.com that has links to any of the recipes that I've got from, you know, like a website where you can go get the actual recipe if it's something that you're interested in making. The meal plan's only for dinners. And this episode comes out every Wednesday, and the meals start for what I'm going to be making starting that following Saturday. So for this week starts on Saturday, July 23rd. So for Saturday, I'm going to be doing brats and grilled chicken on the grill. So I don't really have recipes for those. For the grilled chicken, what I do is I just marinate it with some olive oil and white wine vinegar and McCormick chicken seasoning for a little while before I throw it on the grill. And then I'm also going to be making a caprese salad with that from allrecipes.com. It's basically just the typical, you know, it's just got fresh mozzarella and cherry tomatoes and basil. It's really good, and I have a bunch of cherry tomatoes starting to ripen, so I figured that would be perfect because I could use up some of that, and I have fresh basil too, so I'll just have to buy the mozzarella to make that salad. And then I'm also going to be trying grilled sweet potatoes, which is from simplyrecipes.com. I've never done this, but you basically like cut the sweet potatoes into, I think you cut them into like wedges. They're wedges or slices or whatever. I don't know. I have to double check, but it looks like they would come out really good. And you use, like, you season them with, or I don't know if you marinate them or season them or whatever. I haven't fully read the recipe yet, but basically they're flavored with lime zest and lime juice, or lemon zest and lemon juice. I guess you could choose whatever you have or whatever you decide to get for that. So that is for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm doing Anna's Amazing Easy Pleasy Meatballs over buttered noodles. This is a recipe just made with frozen Italian meatballs. I usually make it with frozen turkey meatballs. And it's just one of those crock pot meals where you just throw everything together. It does have a bunch of canned soups. I know a lot of sometimes people don't like those, but I'm fine with them. So it's basically cans of cream of celery soup, French onion soup, and then sour cream. I think you just put the soups in with the meatballs at first, and then you stir in the sour cream at the end, if I remember correctly. Actually, no, I think you put it all in together. Sorry, I just couldn't remember. I'm just kind of looking at the recipe real quick. But no, it does look like you just put it all together and you mix it all together and it just cooks all day. And then we just serve it over buttered egg noodles. So it's a really easy meal to get together at dinner time because I just have to boil some water, throw in some egg noodles, and then we're done for the meal. I probably should serve a vegetable on the side, but it's a quick, easy Sunday meal, and we're just going to have the noodles and the meatballs with the gravy. For Monday, we do hamburgers every other Monday, and that is what falls on this week. So I don't have a recipe for the hamburgers. I just take ground beef, form it into patties. Sometimes I season it with McCormick hamburger seasoning. Sometimes I don't. And then I'll either cook it on the stovetop, or now, since it's nice out, I'll be cooking it on the grill. And then I'm also going to be serving that with oven fresh seasoned potato wedges from allrecipes.com. These are just potatoes that you cut up into wedges and you shake them in a Ziploc bag with olive oil, Parmesan cheese, I think like garlic powder, onion powder, and then you just bake them in the oven. If it's too hot the day that I'm making this, sometimes what I'll do instead is just slice up the potatoes and season them and then cook them up in the air fryer so that I don't have to heat up the oven. And then I'm just also going to be serving that with a can of pork and beans. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme. So this week, it's our Chipotle bowls. I don't actually have a recipe for this one. because all I do is I just make ingredients to make homemade chipotle bowls. So I take some chicken breast, I cut it up in small pieces and broil it. I season it with seasoned salt and chili powder, and then I just broil it until it gets just like a little bit crispy. And then I'll make brown rice, black beans, I put out salsa, shredded cheese, sour cream, avocado, all that kind of stuff, so that everyone can make their own chipotle style bowls. Wednesday we do seafood. This Wednesday is salmon. I do this every 3 weeks about, I guess, salmon. I forgot to mention, I rotate my meals on a regular basis, so it's not always new recipes. So if you're new here, you'll find some new recipes thrown in here and there, but I definitely rotate how I do the meals so that my meal plan comes together quickly and easily, and I always have a meal plan to follow whenever I need it. So Wednesday we're doing the baked salmon. For the salmon, I don't have a recipe again. This is unusual this week. I don't have a lot of recipes for most of the things I'm making, but this is just so simple. I just buy the salmon fillets, like the individually frozen ones, and then I just brush them with olive oil, and I season them with McCormick Smokehouse maple seasoning, and I bake them in the oven at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes, and they come out perfect. And then with that, I'm just going to be serving egg noodles on the side and then some frozen vegetables, just like the seam fresh type that you just throw something in the microwave and it makes a nice little side dish. For Thursday, we are doing breakfast for dinner. We always do breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese on Thursdays because that's the night I go food shopping. So I try and make cooking really easy and quick. So for Thursday, it's breakfast for dinner. I'm going to be doing turkey bacon in the oven, which is from Brended.com. It's really just a method of cooking the turkey bacon in the oven. It just gives you the time and the temperature. But cooking turkey bacon in the oven, of course, you could do the same thing with regular bacon. It just happens to be turkey bacon that the recipe says. But I've done it with regular bacon too, and it comes out the same. Cooking bacon in the oven is one of the best things I've discovered with cooking in the last couple years because it's just so much quicker and easier, and I think it comes out really good, so I don't have to stand there over the frying pan and making a mess and just taking forever flipping it and putting more on plate and putting more in the pan and that whole thing. So that's how I always make the bacon now, and then I'm just going to be making that with some scrambled eggs and some potatoes, peppers, and onions in the air fryer, like hash browns. So I just basically take some peppers and potatoes and onions and dice them up, toss them with some olive oil, salt, and pepper, and throw them in the air fryer until they're cooked long enough. You know, I usually start with like 15 minutes, and then I just kind of taste them and see how much longer they need, and then I'll usually probably wind up add like another 10 to 15 minutes. It really just depends on the potatoes. Some of them take longer to cook than others, or depending on how small I cut them or whatever. And then the last meal on this week's meal plan is a new one. I've never tried this before, but I'm going to try this recipe for Thai basil chicken bowls. And this is from RecipeRunner.com. It's got ground chicken and cashews and basil leaves and all kinds of stuff in it. There's definitely probably some ingredients in here that I'll skip because that's kind of usually what I do when I'm making a new recipe that has a lot of new ingredients in it that I don't know if I'll wind up using. Like, I don't want to buy like all these different new ingredients and then use them for this one recipe. And then especially if it turns out if we don't like the recipe, then I'm stuck with all these expensive ingredients. So what I usually do is just try and get as many of the basic ingredients in there to kind of get the gist of the recipe and also just to have a decent meal. So just a warning, this one does have like a lot of special type ingredients in the recipe. But that was the Thai chicken bowls. So that is it for this week's meal plan. I hope this was helpful to you and maybe inspired you to get your meal plan together. Maybe it reminded you of some recipes you might like to make, or maybe, maybe you could even just follow along if you just have no idea what you want to make this week. So thank you so much for listening, and I will be back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola.